Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live. I meant to get the number out at the end of the last hour, but we ran out of time. The number out now for first-time callers on any of the subjects I've mentioned or raised. I haven't even gotten into the bulk of the news yet. It is crazy. The House is getting closer to passing what the Senate already passed. IRS not letting you travel if you haven't paid the private Federal Reserve your money. No judge, no jury. It's a no-travel list, just like a no-fly list, a no-gun-buy list also is what they want. Paul Watson has a new article on that today at Infowars.com. But the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. Also, my Twitter account is RealAlexJones, twitter.com/RealAlexJones. If you're not signed up for our Twitter, I just started really pushing it the last few months. You should. We had five or six Twitters altogether, about 300,000 members. But our main one, the Real Alex Jones, only has about 80,000. I'd like to get that up to 500,000 or so because it's already been very effective when I'm in a local area to be able to put out a tweet and people actually show up. And so I'd like folks to get involved with that. We didn't get involved in Twitter, didn't really promote it for a long time. That was one of the areas we missed, kind of a black hole or blind spot. So I'll be tweeting out here during the next break a photo of here in Austin, Texas, with a fellow out on the street with a sign doing a great job. So that will be going out at the Real Alex Jones Twitter here in just a few minutes. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to Sandy in Wisconsin. You're on the air, Sandy.
Just wanted to let you know, I have some friends this last week go up and, you know, do normal clinic visits, and they've been telling me now they're being forced to take new chicken pox vaccines, or they're calling it for shingles. And also,
and by the way, there is no law that you go to the doctor and you've got to take a vaccine, but they do more and more bully and say, you're going to take this. It's all about being pecked into submission.
Had some back surgeries, and all of a sudden before another surgery, the doctor tells me, well, looks like you're in need of a tetanus shot. And I'm like, what? Why would I need a tetanus shot?
Look, they terrorize the doctors and nurses. Under Obamacare, computers tell them everything. And private practice, you still may be able to survive a while, but any of these big operations, you're told what you're going to give somebody, just like under the National Health Service in England. Where even if you want to go to a private doctor, which exists for the elite, they have to authorize you, even if you want to pay for it.
Went around because I've been listening to you now for almost a year, and I'm so grateful I found you. We used to be married to a farmer, and I went around and talked to a few of the farmers in the area, and all they can grow now is Monsanto seeds. And these farmers had no clue what GMOs were. They were unaware of the alternate pesticides that will go in one batch of seeds to kill, the bugs.
Or what all the Monsanto chemicals are doing to the water table.
Definitely. I mean, I'm like, oh, you guys.
It's a new definition of killing yourself to live.
Exactly. And they're like, and you had to sign contracts, didn't you? Yeah. You know, and I explained to them, you know, how cross-pollination works, how they've gone after farmers, saying, well, you stole their seeds. And it's all just a trap. I know of one organic farmer left in the area. You know, and I told his brother, I said, you might want to have him keep his eye out, because if he's next to any other farmer that has to grow Monsanto, it can cross-pollinate and they can come after him in a heartbeat, and they can sneak people into his farm to take, you know, whatever crop he's growing, corn usually or soybeans, and take a test out of it and say, no, we found it in your seed.
And by the way, admit that they contaminated you. But it's like, we don't care. We own the courts. Take a shot. Get ready for TSA groping. And we're going to take your property. And don't try to have chickens or we'll kill you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Oh. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, they completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
And whatever comes our way.
Yeah! Yeah, nothing's gonna make it happen.
Take the world in a loving embrace. Buy all of the guns and
explode into space.
I love smoking lightning.
Welcome back. I am fired up, ladies and gentlemen. I want to say we couldn't do this without your support, without your prayers, and without my incredible crew. So here's a shout-out to my crew. Yeah! Great job, gentlemen. And I was talking earlier about killing yourself to live. That's basically what we're doing in this country. That's basically what's happening in this nation. That's basically what's going on here in this republic, is that we're destroying ourselves for the New World Order. We're paying our taxes to pay for drones and checkpoints and high-powered tasers and illegal surveillance and blimps and satellites and to pay. This happened 2.5 years ago, and now the factories are done to ship most of General Motors out of the U.S. And it's just announced now. Yeah, we your money was used to leave America. Now sit down and shut up and give us your wives, give us your daughters, give us your sons, because we're going to put our hands on them. and we're going to taser them, and we're going to kill them, and we're going to put them in our prisons because we're criminals, and that's what we do. This is a society run by criminals. This is called tyranny. This is called the beginning of it. And here it is. Big Brother transport bill set to advance this week. Legislation would empower IRS to revoke passports of accused tax delinquents. Accused. No due process by a degenerate scum agency of filth. Killing yourself to live, the only job you can get around here in Austin. Big IRS headquarters for four states, right down the road from me. And I run into the IRS employees all the time. They go, we know it's horrible. We know it's fake. We know the ultra-rich don't pay. We see it. We know it's horrible. But what do you do? What do you do? Do you think I'm bad? Do you think I'm bad? I'm just like, whatever, killing yourself to live. I'm going to play that song coming out of the next break. Killing yourself to live. I mean, that's what we've come down to. A Big Brother transport bill that will empower the IRS to revoke passports of alleged tax delinquents. Mandate the installation of black boxes in all cars that totally track everywhere you go, as well as a myriad of other privacy-busting measures, is going to take a huge leap forward this week. House Republicans are taking heat from Democrats over their passage of a bill that merely extends funding for already existing federal highway programs, Dems, such as Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, Democrat of Rhode Island, have been vocal in pushing the House to pass their version of Senate Bill 1813, otherwise known as Moving Ahead for Progress in 21st Century Act, or MAP 21. You ever heard of that before? It's all Agenda 21. It's all passports to travel internally, all total federal control, all covered. By the way, Charlie Daniels is finally waking up. And you ever didn't think that we never would get back together again? Well, we sure fooled you. Well, I hope you're right, Charlie. What is that song where he talks about America is back? That's a great song. I used to drive around and get my redneck on, listen to that. Welcome to the Charlie Daniels soapbox and message boards, and he's written a giant article about Agenda 21. Well, the book is available. Behind the Green Mask, Unit Agenda 21, discounted at Infowars.com. And when you get it at Infowars.com, not only support our entire operation, our rage against tyranny, our fight against tyranny, you also get a free citizen rule book and bumper stickers with it. We're also carrying the new film, Farmageddon, to expose Agenda 21. And, of course, Noble Lie, how the globalists bombed us to then demonize the American people. Okay. Let's go ahead and take calls. Fred in Idaho, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, TTWT, the truth will set you free. The truth, but nothing but the truth.
That's right, brother.
Listen, I'm an ex-Navy pilot, center carrier landings, nuclear delivery, and I can't stand the military anymore. But before that, I was a trained physicist of one of the best schools in this country and the world has provided. And I'm here to talk about 9/11 because 9/11 was a seminal event in our lifetime. And it's not what everybody thinks it was. Building 7, when I saw Building 7 come down, you can see an apple and an orange on YouTube. It looks obviously like it was imploded. I'm here to tell you that that was a false flag. They did that to get everybody looking the other direction. As a physicist, if I went to the top of the World Trade Center, threw my keys off in a vacuum, those keys would take 9.25 seconds to fall and hit the ground. Now, according to the 9/11 Commission, those buildings came down in 10, 11 seconds. Now, in a vacuum, and that's a physics equation, in a vacuum, those keys take 9.25 seconds. Those buildings did not fall. And the person that really you need to get on is Dr. Judy Wood, who's a physicist and did a forensic study on this whole thing. But when they brought down the Building 7, they got everybody thinking that there were bombs, implosions, and all the rest of it. So the real question is, what caused those buildings to dissolve, not what caused them to fall?
Well, all I know is, sir, the official story is a complete fairy tale. And Everybody wants to argue the science, which is a fairy tale. What about the government saying they found two passports that day that survived? Made up. What about U.S. troops massing to invade Afghanistan in the month before and Bush signing launch orders the day before to attack Afghanistan on September 10th? What about all of that? It goes on and on. I mean, I believe the controlled demolition of Building 7 is absolutely key because we have them on video saying we're going to bring down Building 7 and then blowing it up and then saying they never said that. So if you can prove one part of it a lie, it all falls. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Leah in Florida. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm calling from Orange County, Florida. I'm about 20 minutes outside of Sanford, the epicenter of the Trayvon Martin case.
Yes.
And I was recently speaking to an Orange County Sheriff's deputy, and he told me that if under any circumstances, if you see a suspicious person, vehicle, anything in your neighborhood, you are to immediately call the police. It is going to be the new, quote-unquote, Zimmerman rule. We are no longer allowed to defend our property. We are officially in any state.
Because a cop told you, and that's what he believes. He says if he makes a rule, I have a rule. You got to let people come in your house and rape you and murder your children. And we're like, yes, sir. I have a rule. Hand all your property over to me. Well, yes, sir. I have a rule. The TSA is going to grope you. I have a rule. We're going to illegally surveil you without warrants. Yes, sir. Yes, that is their plan. Their plan is to come after the Second Amendment and right to defense. That is their plan, is to do that via this Zimmerman situation. And it's ridiculous. They're going to now try to overturn common law, just like in England, and arrest you if you defend yourself in your own house.
Told me, I just wanted to pass the message along. I hadn't heard anyone else speak of it. Having the deputy tell me that really blew my mind.
Thank you. Okay, let's go ahead and go back to the phone calls. Yeah, just go ahead and come in and hook my earpiece up. It's kind of turned into like a live radio show today here. Let's go ahead and talk to Noah in Oklahoma. Noah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm really excited to talk to you, Alex. I really relate to you. You're about my age and a little bit younger, but we grew up in the 80s and 70s, and just I love it when you get on Kicks talking about your childhood and stuff. But I just rapid-fire some information to you. You kind of stole my thunder about Charlie Daniels. I just heard him on the Power Hour, and he's got that new video out. I hadn't seen it, but you might have him on as a guest.
Yeah, we'd actually have to call him, though, or email him to get him on. But, yeah, I've been wanting to get him on for a while.
Yes, sir. Well, something like Behold a Pale Horse or something. They just talked about it briefly. But a couple more things. I heard you a while back talking about how it's hard for your children to watch TV, and you let them watch the Andy Griffith Show. That's what I do. And but there is a deal out there you can get. It's called the TV Guardian. And it will you hook it up to your DVD player, Blu-ray player, and it will cut out all language. And, you know, they're kind of expensive, maybe $200, but I mean, it's worth it. You know, you can watch any movie that before, say, I don't like to hear the Lord's name used in vain, the Lord Jesus, and, people do it. I mean, it's like they key on that, you know, name instead of Buddha or Allah. They won't do that. But, but anyway, this thing is pretty cool. It's called the TV Guardian, and we've got one ourselves, and you can kind of leave in what you want or take out what you want if you don't like the foul language for movies, and it's pretty cool. But and another guy called in about the slide fire. I think you ought to check that out. It turns your AR into a simulated full auto, so you might check that out. It's pretty cool. But appreciate you taking my call.
All right. Thank you. Very interesting points. We're going to go to break and come back with more phone calls, and then I'm going to get into the Middle East, a bunch of political developments and what's happening in the economy. And we've got Lou Rockwell coming up joining us as well. So coming up, we're going to have Lou Rockwell on the show to get into what he thinks we should do just about the state going crazy. Also, one of the top environmentalist gurus, in fact, the top guy, has come out now and jumped ship, left the sinking ship. We have that video up at InfoWars.com. Breaking, head climate monger jumps ship. That is coming up. I'll be breaking that article down and more top stories from InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. So please stay with us. More straight ahead as we resist tyranny and defend liberty.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Freedom. That'd be a good bumper sticker. I thought our military kills for freedom. But now it's been taken over by the globalists. breaking news at InfoWars.com right now. I'm not even going to say what it is until we come back in the next segment. But it has to do with Bilderberg. The article is breaking at InfoWars.com seconds ago. Guys, get me Paul Joseph Watson if you can via video Skype. And obviously get me Mark Anderson, whoever else you can, Jim Tucker. Looks like I'll be going to Virginia if this is accurate. Let's go ahead and talk to, I'll look forward to that, let me tell you. Let's talk to Phoenix in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. It's an honor to speak with you. I'm a longtime listener, and the reason I called today, I'd like to suggest a guest for the show. His name is Maxwell Egan. He's an Australian documentary filmmaker. He's an author and radio host. His radio show is called Survive in the Matrix, and it's on amazing documentary called Transformation. He's really wise, and he's just an extremely eloquent speaker, and I think he'd be an excellent guest on your show.
Okay, we'll look into it. Thank you, buddy. Let's go ahead to the next plug. Nana in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, hello.
Hey, welcome.
Hi, how are you, Alex?
Oh, I'm really doing good today.
Wow, I'm actually very nervous to talk to you, I'm not going to lie. Just to let you know that I've been listening to you for over 4 years now. Me and my husband are in complete in love with you. You're our hero. There's a lot of things happening in Canada, but I want to know, what do you know what's going to happen here? Because it's complete, like, blindness. No one knows what's going to happen.
The exact same thing. You're under global standardization. People always ask what's going to happen in Australia, what's going to happen in Canada, what's going to happen. Carbon taxes, troops in black uniforms, military checkpoints, control, bureaucrats harassing the living daylights out of you, preachers being banned from preaching segments of the Bible that are politically incorrect, control freaks. Hell is going to happen if we don't say no. As Thomas Jefferson said, the level of tyranny you will live under is the exact amount you put up with. Freedom is not given. It is taken. It is demanded. It is paid for. And we have classical crooks globally establishing a standardized, unified continuity of agenda stratagem against humanity. We have a criminal world government run by haters of humanity.
Yes, they are, and we will win. You will see at the end of the day. I am a Muslim, Alex Jones, and to be very honest with you, even in the Quran, it even tells you that there will be a group of elites who will basically make our lives miserable. But it is for us to fight back, and at the end of the day, it's always a minority group. We will win, and they will fail. And I just want to say I love you and keep up the amazing work, and God bless you.
Well, God bless you, and I appreciate your call. And it's all these major religious groups, all the big institutions are under New World Order control. That's what we've got to recognize and realize and just come together under basic freedom and liberty. The Magna Carta, Constitution, Bill of Rights. The system attacks those and says they're bad documents because they are coffin nails to the New World Order. The family is coffin nails. Joe in New Jersey, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Great to talk to you. I'm an MF Global victim from New Jersey. I just wanted to ask you, Alex, you got to get Lindsay back on, Lindsay Williams, because I'm just curious. He kept talking about a derivatives crack. And that guy, they call the whale in Europe or wherever he is, it's K, I think his name is.
Yeah.
Is this the beginning of it, do you think? I mean, we got to get him back. You got to get him back on.
Well, look, Soros and a bunch of other top brokers are saying they won't handle people's money now. They're pulling out of the markets because they understand what they've engineered is such a full collapse. They'll come in after they collapse things even further. This is a vulture economy. And again, if things are run by vultures, they want rotten meat. That's what Agenda 21 is. It's a devolving, imploding, rotting carcass system. It's a predatory system. What you don't like, John Corzine, caught stealing your money? Stay there. I want to hear about what MF Global did to you. And he's caught lying to Congress. Of course, he gave the order to steal the money. The memos are all public. The head of the CME group's come out and documented it. And he doesn't get in trouble. Because the TSA is above the law. And because the troops are allowed to breathe uranium and die. Because the health department puts it in our water.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Diesel owners, had enough of hard starts, poor fuel mileage, and poor performance? The cause is Stiction, a gummy residue that clings to injectors like cholesterol clings to arteries. Stiction robs your diesel engine of power, performance, and gas mileage. The answer? Hot Shot Secret.
This is Lee from Minnesota. I have a F-350 with a 6.0 diesel, and I had many injector problems and hard starting problems. After I added Hot Shot Secret, it now starts better, feels stronger, and my mileage went up 2 miles per gallon. I recommend Hot Shot Secret to anyone with a diesel engine.
Hot Shot Secret, the only oil additive engineered to remove stiction in all diesel engines. Clean from the inside out with Hot Shot Secret. Available nationwide at all tractor supply stores or call 800-341-6516. That's 800-341-6516 or go to hotshotsecret.com. Hot Shot Secret, powered by science.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you go to the front page of Infowars.com, you will see an article by Paul Joseph Watson. Secretive Bilderberg Group set to meet in Virginia May 31st, June 3rd. We were able to get the scoop last year that it would be in Switzerland, and then it was in between St. Moritz and Geneva, and we were able to confirm it was St. Moritz or Moritz, and I was able to send Paul Watson and Aaron Dykes to that. I can tell you now, we're going to go to Paul Watson here in a moment on this subject, but obviously I will be going to Virginia if it is confirmed it's there. And if they're stupid enough to have it at the same Chantilly Marriott Conference Center, that's really good. Because you can really bullhorn the daylights out of them at that facility. And maybe the New York Times will say it doesn't exist again. Maybe they'll choose who the president's going to be again at this meeting. I mean, they had the Washington Post a week and a half ago come out and say that, oh, yeah, Rubio, it looks like it's going to be picked by the Bilderberg Group at a steering meeting. Well, the president's in South America. Rubio's going to be vetted like other vice presidential candidates by Bilderberg. They're having a steering meeting there. So they've gone from saying it doesn't exist, and the Washington Post has always attended since its founding in 54 in Oosterbeek, Holland, at the Bilderberg Hotel. And so the fact that they would do that shows that we've basically completely blown their cover now. But this will be a three-ring circus if that's the case. Now, every 4 years, they do have the meeting in North America. 4 years ago, it was Obama and Hillary, and the motorcade and the machine guns and the plainclothes Marines trying to set us up. And I'm calling the media going, you're looking for Obama. He's been missing for today. Secret Service just drove in here, and it turned out he was there. And the national media just said, we're not interested, thank you. Because they're a bunch of controlled, sold-out whores. I just talked to a national host last week who was at a big meeting, and he said it's all true, everything he talked about. He was offered the whole deal, but told you don't talk bad about the New World Order. You don't talk bad about Bilderberg. You don't talk bad about the Federal Reserve. Give him the speech. I mean, of course, we're owned by foreign banks. The country is under a coup d'etat, which is French for coup d'etat. Another attempt at lame humor. I'm going to go back to your calls. I want to hear from Joe, who says he was ripped off by MF Global. And they admit they did. It's just like, we're keeping your money. If you don't like it, go to places very warm. Well, the TSA worker right and put in the bag for no reason. Go to Hades. But I want to bring up on video Skype from England, Paul Watson, who's broken this news, and he's gotten it from Tony Gosling, who's been a pretty good source of info in the past with at Bilderberg.org. I'm going to check with Tucker, or as the French say, Tuquier, and then I'm going to check with Mark Anderson as well, one of the editors over AmericanFreePress.net. But they're always a little more conservative. They want to be careful. But we'll find out from them by tomorrow. What their take is on this, maybe even today. We got Lou Rockwell coming up. Paul Watson, big story up at Infowars.com. Tell us about it.
Well, Alex, I've been saying for weeks that all this speculation about a meeting in Haifa, Israel, was probably nonsense because they've never met outside of Europe or North America. And then, of course, you've got the U.S. presidential election, which they routinely have an influence in picking the VP, as in the case of John Edwards in 2004, and Barack Obama's VP, Joe Biden, back in 2008. So basically, if you go on the Westfields Marriott Hotel website, which of course is where Bilderberg met both in 2002 and 2008, and you try and book a hotel room from May 31st, which is a Thursday, to June the 3rd, which is a Sunday, there are no rooms available. If you book either side of those dates, there are rooms available, which suggests, although it's not confirmed, that that is where the 2012 Bilderberg meeting will take place. Of course, they routinely, not routinely, but occasionally, they will book a number of hotels as a decoy to try and throw people off the scent. And even virtually the day before the Switzerland meeting last year, some people thought it was a different hotel than it actually was. So although the hotel's not confirmed, it seems likely that it will be in Chantilly, Virginia, and it will be at the Westfields Marriott.
Well, it looks like I'll have to saddle up in the InfoWars command bus and head my Texas hind end up there, Paul. Perhaps we should get a tradition going, and I should fly you into the main command base of the New World Order and to have you there at the ceremonies this year.
Well, it's interesting because at the end of last year's conference, myself and Aaron Dykes were having lunch with Mark Anderson and Jim Tucker just before we left the hotel. And we were saying, where do you think it's going to be next year? And I said, I think in regard to the nature walk that they had during last year's conference, where they were confronted by a legion of demonstrators and shouted at, that this year's event will be in some crap hole authoritarian country where people can be held back and harassed at the border checkpoints. So it looks like that's the case. It's in America. So anybody who flies in is going to get the TSA.
Now, hold on. I can call America in its current state a crap hole. You can't. But England's a crap hole, too.
The people who run it.
No, exactly. That's their view of it. I understand. They want to turn America, the UK, and every other country into an Agenda 21 festering cesspit, is a more politically correct way to say it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, as Gosling points out, they're going to be able to stop people from getting in and covering it. Just a shame for them that, you know, you're going to be there. I expect We Are Change, they're going to be there. So, you know, it sounds like a lot of fun that they're going to have once again.
Well, good job, Watson, but we're going to make you on assignment come here. So
I don't know whether I'd be better off writing all the articles about it, but we can have that conversation.
I could be feeding you information. You could be filling in on the show live, coordinating, while I am on the ground.
Well, yeah. Either way, sounds like a good deal.
You there on the air, and me there on the ground feeding you?
Feeding me, yeah.
Folks, that is a... Guys, go to YouTube and type in Dr. Strangelove... Mandrake feeds machine gun. That's, we have all this behind the scenes. Like Star Wars is cheesy, but it's fun to connect things to that. But we also do it to Dr. Strangelove, Stanley Kubrick's film. And then you've got Mandrake, who's the captain from England, assigned to the Strategic Air Command. And you've got General Jack D. Ripper, who's completely crazy, launching a nuclear war under Plan R. And the army's coming to try to stop him to get the recall codes before they bomb Russia and trigger the doomsday device. And they're shooting machine guns into the windows, and he's going, "Hurry up, Mandrake, the redcoats are coming. Get over here with that belt, boy, and feed me that." And then later he's trying to get Jack the Ripper to General Ripper to give him the codes. He's like, "Jack, come on, bold boy. You know I'm your friend. You there with a gun, me there on the floor with the belt, feeding you, Jack." He's like, "I don't know how I'd stand up under torture, Mandrake. He's like, "That's the idea. A little wash and a brush up always gets you in the mood to give me the old codes, Jackie. The old codes." I'm sorry. People haven't seen the movie. They don't understand. Anything else, Paul?
Yeah, just one more thing. Talking about them possibly making it difficult for people to get in and cover it like they did with you in Canada in 2006. Spain has announced, or the European Union has given Spain the green light, that they're going to seal their border temporarily next week. They're going to dispense with the Schengen Agreement, which is the free movement of peoples between European countries. There's no border controls. Specifically to keep out anti-EU protesters, because there's a big ECB summit in Barcelona where all these technocrats are going to get together and decide how to screw European people even further. And so the Spanish government has got the green light from the EU to completely revoke the Schengen Agreement for a period of 1 week. And so they're going to have tight border controls, and they say they're going to stop anti-EU protesters from getting into Spain.
Well, that's always been the plan. The border stuff here is to keep us in, not the people out. They want more slaves here in the system, and it's the same thing with the IRS saying that they want to pass this law where you can't travel. If they say no judge, no jury, and by the way, this is going to be breaking. I talked to Jim Mars this morning, and sure enough, it's in the Dallas Observer. For $110, the book building, where Oswald supposedly shot the tree and all that, along with the Keebler elves and killed Kennedy, they are taking over for the 2 days of the anniversary, the 50th next year, of the JFK being murdered. And no one is allowed in except the controlled media. Just like 9/11, they block half the city so you can't get in and protest. It's an inside job. Now, they're so worried everybody's going to come in at their media event. They're saying the public park of Dealey Plaza, in its entire 100-year history, has never been closed. It's closed to the public, and they're leasing it for $110. And, of course, there should be lawsuits now. If I can't lease it for $110... But you can't do that. Again, they're so scared of us. And so now, next year at the 50th, I'm going to be there and call for thousands to be there. and we're going to make it a media event that's going to backfire on them. And even the local paper is saying it's wrong. I mean, it's pure authoritarianism, Paul.
Yeah, they want to keep people out, and it's like this EU thing. You know, the EU grandstands as this 21st century liberal democracy with a free movement of peoples. Isn't it ironic that the only time they suspend that right is to keep anti-EU protesters out of the country? Again, underscoring that fundamentally authoritarian raison d'etre.
And let's be clear, that means people from Germany and France and other countries that are just trying to come to Spain, you know, during the late spring, early summer, best time of the year to come. Oh, you just can't come in now. That's what it's all about. It's for us. Notice, Paul, they've announced the war on terror is over, but the TSA is going on the streets to search your bags without warrants, and they've just got it started. And they say the new threat is white, conservative, libertarian, veteran Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, they're shifting the whole apparatus over to the host population of the countries. That's what the war on terror was always designed to be, and that's what's now happening. With all these drones in America, you can go and see where they are now, and it's all being focused back onto the population.
Well, again, redlinked at Infowars.com. Secret of Bilderberg Group set to meet in Virginia May 31st, June 3rd. Maybe we'll dispatch from the UK as the UK correspondent, Stevie. I wonder if Steve Watson would like to come and have your phone ring and it's David Rockefeller at your hotel room. And obviously, we'll be checking in a few days early at the hotel and so they can throw us out. I'm surprised. I guess they love that Chantilly. You know why they like it there? Because they have all Raytheon and all the big defense contractors circle it, and it's just total surveillance grid. And, of course, this year, when I get followed, you know, we start chasing the cars that are following us. We slam on our brakes, get behind them. The plainclothes State Department Marines start flipping us off, and they think they're intimidating us. Then they pull over. We get out. They run and lock themselves in bathrooms. That's what happens when you ask Peter Powers about 7-7 and the drill of the exact same targets, exact same times. What, three times on tape, he goes and locks himself at the in the bathroom? I mean, these guys are following us. Ooh, you got shaved heads. Oh, we're so intimidated. And then they'll pull over and run into a taco shop in one case and lock themselves in the bathroom. We're Americans. We're journalists. We're covering a bunch of crooks coming into our country, meeting in secret. Okay? So take some more vaccines. Breathe some more DU. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying that's what we did in Switzerland. We started chasing them, and it just looked like petrified little rats. It's very different from holding it halfway up a mountain in a Swiss skiing resort, isn't it? Because the protesters were so close and they actually confronted them that now they're gonna have the security even tighter. But
and they had members of the federal government of members of their parliament, their Congress, show up there. They had a torch procession. And a lot of them left a day early. They see the villagers with torches, they left.
Oh, yeah, they were flying in and out on helicopters paid for by taxpayers, completely illegal, and they were exposed in that as well. So that's only going to be intensified more so this year because it's in Washington.
I love it. These people are maggots. Paul, you've done an exemplary job. I really appreciate the work you're doing.
Thanks, Alex.
Take care, buddy. Oh, boy. Forget the maneuvers. Go straight at him. Let's go back to the caller. He dropped off. I wanted to hear his story, but that was breaking news with Paul. Big news, Infowars.com. Secret of Bilderberg Group set to meet in Virginia May 31st, June 3rd. I'll make sure we send that over to Drudge. Globalist clique set to play role in U.S. presidential election. Yeah, the Washington Post admits it now. My goodness, that's not very, very loving. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Washington. Welcome, sir.
Alex.
Oh, my gosh, it's good to talk to you.
Me?
Oh, yes.
Oh, it is. Well, good. It's good to talk to you. I'm sitting here battling InfoWar. I have this syndrome I just got recently. Well, I've had it for about a year or two. It's called the Alex Jones syndrome, where I just... every day want to battle globalists. So
you have done well, my apprentice. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Like Cobra Commander. So yeah, battling the Coney trendies, and I just had a quick question about militias. You know, it's kind of strange that you said today that the war on terror ended just as I started talking to some militia people, because, you know, now I'm Al-Qaeda, even though they're good now. You know, Libya's awesome. But, you know,
well, Al-Qaeda's good now. The government says you're bad. You're Al-Qaeda. And they've got all the TV ads. The new Al-Qaeda, John Deere ad owns property. Attack forward!
Yeah, I know. Well, so I talked to one of the guys, you know, and I just basically said, hey, I don't want to do anything illegal. I'm not going to do anything illegal. You're not going to force me to do anything illegal. You know, I'm assuming he wasn't a Fed, but... I don't know if you have some general things to...
Sure, stay there. Stay there, Danielson. Dave, we'll be right back on the other side. Mr. Miyagi will continue transmission. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Bilderberg, Chantilly, Virginia. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Take your calls, and Lou Rockwell's joining us for the balance of the next hour, interspersed with a lot of news. I will get into the Middle East, latest political developments, the economy, the incredible shrinking Bill of Rights, the Constitution. But that secret of Bilderberg Group set to meet in Virginia May 31st, June 3rd, breaking at InfoWars.com right now. We broke that it was in Switzerland last year. And they're like, no, it isn't. It's in Spain, or it's in. We were right. We may be wrong. Probably not, because they've been to that particular conference place twice. By the way, it's got like weird paintings of children that look like they're dead, but it's real subtle. It's like children with like blue skin whose eyes have black circles around them. Weird, creepy paintings everywhere. And quite frankly, I'm going to check in at that hotel, but I'm not looking forward to it, because we check in a few days before to watch all the security people coming in and stuff. Then they harass us and they try to frame us for stuff. But if you don't want to do something, you got to do it. There's such a thing as walking into a trap. Fortune favors the bold. And it's not that we do anything wrong, but I mean, I'll be at dinner and you know, feds will just come sit down and go, let's attack buildings. I'm like, come on, guys, what are you with, the State Department? We could attack the State Department. And then, you know, that turns out who they are. And you're just like, no, you know, that's not my MO. Are you guys planning to do that to us? Because that's the kind of stuff they do. I mean, you know, kill a million little brown people in Iraq, shut up some journalists. You're destroying America. You're doing a great job. But I intend to go up there and cover it, because we're on the march. The empire's on the run. It was Bilderberg in Switzerland that turned tail and left. And this is my country. You may still say it's yours. And you may squat on top D.C. like a giant, bloated, wart-covered pig sucking off of us. But we're going to call you out and expose you. And the whore media you own won't report on it? Fine. We've got the real media. We are the media. Not you. And we're committed. Going back to Mike in Washington. Mike, you were asking me how you can tell the militia's good or not?
I mean, I know buying, you know, coffee with cash makes me the devil instead of wearing blue jeans and having a prepaid cell phone. But the militia, you know, I mean, I love the Constitution. I love God. I love my country. I know that hanging out with those dudes, as legal and great as it is, it sticks my head out a little bit. And I'm not worried about me. I'm ready to.
Well, here's the problem. It is constitutional. It's pure Americana because it is so good. It is the most saturated area of feds. But, I mean, real militias are either totally private and are just mutual defense leagues, preparation leagues, or their military history leagues, things like that. There are a lot of military reenactment groups that they use as a cover for it. And it's not that militias are dirty. They just choose to be underground. But the point is, even in private, you're just training with the Second Amendment as civil defense. So I think militias should just be locally organized. There should be an underground militia that's just prepared to defend the Republic. And then there should be an above ground that works with the sheriff. And you should get sheriffs elected that are patriots. And you should mainly be giving homeless people soup when there's floods, responding and acting as a posse. The posse is the militia. The militia is a general posse that's formed county by county to defend against invasion. Okay? And so it is America. So, of course, the globalists say it's evil. They say everything that's good is evil. And they've got a lot of sheep believing it. You know, they believe mother's milk is poison, but, you know, aspartame is good. You know, they think DU is good for them, but, you know, grass-fed beef is evil. You know, I mean, they think good is bad and bad is good. And so, you know, the main thing is a lot of times the groups that are out there posing as militias online, quite a few of them are feds trolling for people they can set up. But I've been warning folks that they're not very successful.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.